just regarding our school, the school of Salman, we encourage our families to support the school and to enjoy the high quality teaching in the school. Today's gospel, we'll hear it twice a year, near the beginning of the year, which is around October month, and at the end of the Coptic year. And the gospel of today talks about how the Lord is so generous and he cures and he heals our pains and our sufferings. And the miracle that the Lord has done today was done mainly as a reaction to the servants that love this person. So what happened? The power of God was to heal lots of people, and Lord Jesus was healing lots of people. So four friends had their fifth friend that was paralyzed and he couldn't walk. So they presented him to Lord Jesus Christ. But they couldn't enter the house because it was so crowded. So they went into the roof and they knocked the ceiling, and they descended him with four ropes in front of Lord Jesus where he was in the house. And the Lord looked at their faith. So the first point here is that the Lord is interested in our trust in him. Although the paralyzed man did not do much, but because of the faith and the trust of his friends, the Lord intervened and cured him. But the Lord started by curing the essence of all illness. What is that? The essence or the reason for all maladies and illnesses, which is sin. So the Lord healed him from sin first. And then the people started to complain and say, why? Who can forgive sins except God? But the Lord wanted to highlight the importance and the manifestation of the forgiveness of his sins for the change in his physical condition. Because the physical condition is so obvious to the people, they can see it. But the healing inside, we cannot see it. The healing inside, we cannot see it. And this is the beauty of Christianity. That the Lord, when we have trust in him, when we have faith in him, he's able to heal us from inside, to cure us, to restore us. All humankind sinned, and all fall short. But the Lord put some methodology or example. If you want to be healed, if you want to be cured from sin, you get an animal and you transfer your sins to the animal, and the priest will slaughter the animal in front of your eyes and will sprinkle some of the blood of the animal, and then you will be purified and cured from your sins. But this slaughtering of the animals is just symbolic to the slaughter of Lord Jesus Christ on the cross on our behalf. As we always advise you guys, whenever you see someone knocking at the door, they are very well dressed, very well groomed, and they talk with very polite language. My advice to you is don't open the door, because they are Jehovah's Witness. And I had one of my daughters in confession last night. She said to me, I did open the door, but they are not convinced about that, what they preach. Luckily, this girl, she did a study of the theological college for 4 years. She said to them, you say Jesus is Archangel Michael. No, Jesus is my God. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is the one who died for me. They said to her, no, Jesus is an angel. I said to him, no, if he's an angel, he will not be able to save humans. And she said, I was very proud of myself, because she only came to the country for only a few years and her English was limited. But she was very proud to be able to witness to Christ. And then they said to her, can we give you our Bible? She said, no, I have my Bible and I have my church. Can I give you my Bible so you can actually learn from it? That Lord Jesus is God. One of the manifestations of the second coming of the kingdom of heaven, that the Lord cured lots of people and the Lord casted out demons. Because humankind has been betrayed and delivered to Satan when our father, forefathers Adam and Eve, they sinned. And we say, and death which enters into the world by the envy of the devil, but the Lord destroyed that death by his death on the cross for us. And after the four faithful friends presented the sick person to the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord healed him and cured him and freed him from his sins, he said to him, carry your bed. Carry your bed and go home. And this is carrying the cross. Carrying the cross. The only way this paralyzed person was able to move and his sins is forgiven is through the cross of Lord Jesus Christ. So as if the Lord has made an exchange with him. He said, you want freedom? You want to be able to move? You want sin not to hold you back? Give me your sins. I will carry it and be on the cross nailed on your behalf. I will take your paralysis and you will take my freedom. I will take your illness and you will take my health. I will carry your burden and you will walk away free. So today's gospel, my friends, is a gospel of hope. Hope and salvation for even a person that has limited amount of friend or limited people that know about his predicament, but they are still interested in him. Also faith, to go the second mile. It was very good enough for those friends, the faithful ones, is just to bring him to the door of the house where Jesus is and find the full house packed and just to walk away and say, look, mate, we've done our best, you know, just we carried you from the house all the way long and we tried to present you to Lord Jesus, but the house was full and we couldn't get in there. Well, we have done what we can. But faith leaps more, go to the second mile. Faith is a power in the heart of the believer. Yes, you may not be able to do lots of good deeds. Yes, you may not be able to do lots of practices and stand and pray long hours and read the whole of the Bible like regularly. But still, every day, you should test yourself and say, Lord, strengthen my faith in you. Make me strong in you. Make me able to believe you and have a relationship with you that really grows and strives. Make me, Lord, to experience you in my life in the small things as well as in the large things. Why? Because the Lord came that we may have life and have it in abundance. And if we have faith only of Jesus only on this world, we'll be miserable. But we have faith and trust that he will restore us and get us back to heaven, and he will abolish the power of death on us. The last point, the despair, not to despair that the Lord will be glorified. If you are a true servant, you will never despair of anyone. You will never lose hope. Why? Because simply Lord Jesus never loses hope on us. You yourself, you may lose hope and be fed up from your certain habits or certain sin in your life. But the Lord will say, I will never lose trust in you. I will never let go of you. I will never deny you. And that's in the Bible. If we even deny him, he will not deny himself. He's honest. He's honest in his love to us. He's honest in his care for us. And the Lord wanted the paralyzed man to have a witness that his wasted muscles has been restored. His ability and zeal and his power that has been emaciated and completely lost, it has been restored and became powerful. Some of you know that if you are in bed for a few days or a few weeks, especially frail older people, when they are in bed for a few days after a surgery or whatever, then they are very weak to go get up and walk again. But this person has been paralyzed from early age, and the Lord said to him, go and carry your cross. So the Lord that heals you, he is the same one that gives you power to overcome any obstacles in your life. My friends, the message of the gospel of today is a message of hope. Hope for the people who do not have anyone. If you do not have anyone, still trust that the Lord will send you someone, some faithful people like the four people that carried the paralyzed and presented him to Lord Jesus Christ. If you do not have hope in yourself to stop your old habits and you don't have energy to come to the Lord, still the Lord will visit you. He will visit us with his salvation. Have hope that even the weakest point in your life, the Lord will restore it and make it a strength in your life. Like the paralyzed and the emaciated muscles that the Lord restored and make it strong. And that's why we have heard in the Pauline today that no one knows what's inside the spirit of a man except the man himself. So no one can know God except through the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And Christianity is more alienated and scrutinized in the world more than ever. And all the principles of Christianity are challenging. But you, as a true Christian, you should have hope. Like last week, the gospel was about if your son will ask you for a fish, will you give him a serpent? If he asks you for a fish, will you give him a serpent? Something to, or a viper, something to hurt him. A fish, my friends, represent faith and trust, because a small fish can swim against the current. It has power in it. It can resist the current of the world. And if you have faith in Christ and trust, you will understand that the world will not affect you. You will be able to swim against the current because you have power, the power of the Holy Spirit inside you. So having hope in Christ that he cures us, he cures our physical illness, but this is only a manifestation of the cure or the healing of the inside, the healing of the soul. And that's why at last in medicine they realized that to cure someone from a certain common chronic illness, that you have to bring them together. And they start to help each other. Like as we hear about Alcohol Anonymous or drug rehabilitation centers and so forth. And we as Christians, you have been doing that for the last 2,000 years. All of us, we get injured, bruised, and hurt outside from sin. But when we come to church and we pour our hearts to Christ, the Lord will move his power to heal us together because we are wounded from the world. May the Lord give us the power and the faith and the trust to have that belief and that faith, because as it is said in the Psalm of the Midnight Praise, you have give tremendous peace for those who trust in you. أعطيت سلام عظيم للذين يحبونك وليس لهم شك. Do not doubt, my friends, do not doubt for your salvation. Do not doubt that the Lord will heal you. Do not doubt that the Lord is able to deal and cure and change your utmost weaknesses to power and strength. Bonapol was giving us a very lovely talk about how to choose a life partner. And it became very easy that to choose the right partner is I actually start with myself to be the right one. How? By avoiding anger, avoiding short temper and bad deeds, and actually living in purity to actually be offer myself for the right partner in the right time. And all of us, we benefited from how much that the Lord loves us and the Lord cares for us. And the only warranty for our marriage life, because we do not marry for this world to have children. We marry to live forever in eternal life. So your partner will help you to achieve eternal life. I'll conclude with a last story I've heard from one of the fathers. A very lovely young lady joined the church, and she was very interested in one of the youth. And every time he sits with his confession, "Father, Bona, what's your opinion? I'm proposing to this girl." He said, "Okay, Robina Magin, God bless you." And then things progressed very quickly, and then he asked his confession, "Father, Abuna, do you think this girl will bring my heart closer to Christ?" When I said, "Okay, well, my son, all of us are struggling, all of us, we have a spiritual war to face, and we pray and we read the Bible and we fast." He said, "Abuna, please answer me. You know this girl. Do you think this girl will help me to make it to heaven?" He said, "Please excuse me, I don't want to answer this question." He said, "No, no, Abuna, and I want you to answer this question. You know this girl, she came and sat down with you a few times, and I trust your wisdom, I trust your enlightenment. Do you think this girl will help me to make it to heaven?" And he said to him, "Well, my son, the answer is I don't think she will encourage you." And sure enough, after a very long and very powerful love story, he chose heaven rather than earth. And now the Lord supported this girl, and she married another person, and she was lovely and happy. But when he listened to his confession father's advice, he became a winner. Why? Because he understood that every action, small or big, every decision, large or small, we make in life, here on earth, will be actually added to us in heaven. And we ask the Lord in faith that He will escort us and support us in every step in our lives. May the Lord bless us all and give us the hope and the courage to witness to Christ and to be a true ambassadors, and to also be helpful and feel for others that are in need, and pray for them so they obtain their salvation. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, O God.